everybody, and welcome to the online worship service here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. I'm so glad you found us online and decided to worship with us today. My name is Pastor Amanda. I get to be one of the pastors here, and this summer you've been seeing me a lot as I have been filling in for Pastor Josh while he was on sabbatical. But as a lot of us are winding down our summers, so is sabbatical summer here at Park Ridge Presby. And so Pastor Josh will be back with us next Sunday, September 7th, which is our fall kickoff Sunday. If you haven't come to meet us in person, I invite you to do that on our fall kickoff Sunday. Pastor Josh will be back, as will the choir, and he will be leading the message next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're also hosting a fun Grandparents' Day event. This is an event open to our church and the whole community for Grandparents' Day. We're bringing in local Park Ridge children's author, Gina Belisario, who wrote the book Camp Grandma and Grandpa. And if your family is anything like mine, you know grandparents play a big part in the lives of our kids. And especially over those summer months, some of those fun summer adventure memories happen with grandparents or folks who are like grandparents in our lives. So to celebrate Grandparents' Day, we invite you to come over to Park Ridge Presbyterian Church on September 7th from 11:30 to 12:30. And we're gonna have a book reading. You can have it signed by the author, and we're going to do a Grandparents' Day craft as well. There is a ticket and event sign up on Eventbrite for that. You can find that information on our Facebook page or call the church office, and we will get you all the information you need. We hope you join us for that. Well, today, again, summer is winding down, and Pastor Josh has been on sabbatical, which is a word that comes from that word Sabbath, which is a Christian practice, a Christian discipline. And so that is gonna be what our message today is about the spiritual discipline of Sabbath. Before we jump into today's message, let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of Sabbath. We pray that you would help us hear what it is that we need to hear today about Sabbath, about the rhythms of our lives, about how we find rest. God, we pray that you would give us humble hearts for any challenges that you bring us, and that you would give us conviction and courage to live our faith out loud. We pray this in Jesus' name, amen. So our scripture passage today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 5. This is smack dab in the middle of the Ten Commandments. Moses goes up to Mount Sinai to meet with God, and God gives a bunch of instruction to Moses about how the people of God are supposed to live. There are a bunch of instructions. It's not just the Ten Commandments. There's a series of teachings, of instructions that Moses communicates in between God and the people of Israel. But it all kind of gets summarized and boiled down in the Ten Commandments. Now, maybe you grew up going to Catholic school or going to a church where you maybe had to memorize these Ten Commandments. And they are kind of like a boiled down version of the law. And the law is all of God's teaching about how God's people are supposed to live. So today, our passage comes right in the middle of all of that. Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15 talks about the Sabbath. It says, observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you should not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. So there are these 10 commandments, and keeping the Sabbath, it comes in number 4 in this list. Now, if you did grow up in a place that maybe you had to memorize the Ten Commandments, or just by growing up, this has been something that's maybe in the background, you know, sometimes courts used to have the Ten Commandments posted in them. Can you believe that? I wonder, you know, sometimes it's fun to know some Bible trivia. I wonder if how many you could name. Like, get out your notes app, get a piece of paper. Like, how many of the commandments do you think you remember? I'd be curious, even if they're not in the right order. But if you did write them out, all in order, if you were like an A-plus Sunday school kid and you know all the Ten Commandments in order, you'd find that there's kind of two sections of the Ten Commandments. And they have to do with our relationships. The first set of commandments has to do with how we relate to God. And then the second set of the Ten Commandments has to do with how we relate to our neighbor. And all the law kind of gets summarized by the Ten Commandments, like I said. And then Jesus, when he was asked, what's the greatest commandment? In Matthew 22, starting in verse 37, Jesus says, the greatest commandment is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. That's what Jesus says about the law, that all the law and prophet hang on these two commandments. And if you're looking at the list of the Ten Commandments, and it has to do with loving God and loving your neighbor, all the law hangs on these two things. And hanging right in the middle of that list is God's command to keep the Sabbath. So I want us to think about the Sabbath today in light of those two kinds of relationships, our relationship with God and our relationship with other people. How are they connected? We've been talking about the seasons for the last month, which is the perfect primer for talking about the Sabbath. Seasons are all about rhythm, and so is the Sabbath. Sabbath was first introduced in the creation story in Genesis. For 6 days, God created, and on the seventh day, God rested. Creation was complete. Every day of creation, God looked around at what was made, and God called it good. And after that sixth and final day of creation, God looked around at all that had been made, and he called it very good. Tov Ma'od in Hebrew. It was very good, everything that God created. And so on the seventh day, God rested in the goodness that had been created. Sabbath is about rest. It's about completeness and wholeness. From the very beginning, God created a rhythm for rest so that we get to experience that sense of completeness. The commandment is clear. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you work, and on the seventh you do no work. But what's not so clear to me reading this in 2025 is how that is exactly supposed to work. And it's not just about sports on Sundays. I hear all the time about how sports on Sundays have ruined everything. And I want to challenge us to push past some of the easy finger pointing that we can do about why this seventh day, Sunday, that was meant to look like rest looks a lot like the other 6 days. Instead of trying to give a quick answer as to why it looks different, I want us to wrestle with a different question today. And we have to take a personal look. If we're going to keep ourselves from finger pointing at other reasons, let's own our own choices and our own life. So the question I want us to wrestle with is, what makes our lives holy? Another way to say it is, what makes our lives set apart? The whole point of Sabbath, the whole point of the law, is God's covenant relationship with God's chosen people. The covenant community, God's people living in recognition of who God is, what God has done in rescuing them, agreed to a covenant to live in the world in a specific way so that people could see God in and through their life. So as people of God, we have agreed to this arrangement, to live our life in light of who God is and what God has done, to live set apart. Holiness is evidence of God's Spirit at work in your life. All of us who profess faith are trying every day to become a little bit more like Jesus, a little bit more holy. And that's not about do-gooding or perfectionism or self-righteousness. It's about how God works in our lives, helping us continue to become who God calls us to be. It's a journey of holiness, of being set apart. So how are we living in a way that others could tell from the outside looking in that you are a part of God's covenant community, that we are God's covenant community here on earth? What are we doing to show that? In today's culture, I don't know what signals a deep faith life more than a practice of Sabbath. In a culture that boasts of excess and efficiency and productivity, Sabbath is countercultural. Sabbath says, I am enough. Sabbath says, I have all I need. Sabbath says, I can be still. Sabbath says, I can rest. It was the author Anne Lamott who I first heard say that God created us as human beings, not human doings, and invited this challenge and this critique of our propensity to turn things into work and about what we do. And we do struggle to just be with our own selves and with God. Just being in God's presence is something I don't think many of us practice very often. And if we do, we find it very uncomfortable. Sabbath is such a hard thing to do because it's so easy for us to make things into work. Even working on this message, I was so tempted to give you a list of 3 things to do or 5 things to stop doing because we're so drawn to efficiency and outcomes and simple best practices. But God's design for Sabbath is about resting in God's presence so that your soul can experience wholeness in the way that God did on that final day of creation, when everything was good, very good. So what makes you feel whole? And do you make space? Do you create barriers for that thing that makes you feel whole? The commandment for Sabbath, it's not just about personal rest, it's about communal rest. In today's culture too, I wanna speak against like the social media self-care influencer that like all you need is a bubble bath to be whole. Sabbath is not just about our own personal joy and contentment. It's connected to our communal need for rest and reliance. In the commandment, all the people and all the animals that worked on the land, they were also commanded to rest on the 7th day. Landowners, they had to give up that 7th day of work, that 7th day of earning, as a sign to the world around them that there was something more important than money. There was something more important than getting the most out of land and animals and labor. Sabbath reminds us that there is more to life than maximum consumption. Sabbath is countercultural. This message, if you're watching it the Sunday morning it comes out, it is Labor Day weekend. Tomorrow is Monday, September 1st, when we observe the recognition of the labor movement through this national holiday of Labor Day. The labor movement fought for the rights of workers, a lot of it happening here right in the Chicago area where unions organized and took to the streets and even rioted for safer working conditions and better pay. Sometimes Sabbath is about justice. Because God's Sabbath rest for us to enjoy wholeness, like on that very 7th day, that first expression of Sabbath rest. Well, it can't be true for me if it's not true for my neighbor. So our collective experience of rest, of acknowledging that some of us have more and might need to give more away, and some of us don't have as much as we need, sometimes Sabbath is about justice. Whatever you find yourself doing this Labor Day weekend, I hope that you have new eyes to see all the laborers around you that make your life possible and comfortable and complete. I remember that that Labor Day during 2020, when much of life was still dominated by the COVID pandemic. And we used a phrase during that time, essential worker. Do you remember that? And there were just jobs that became very essential to our functioning in life. And I remember reflecting on that around Labor Day of how I had never been more aware of those essential laborers who make my life possible. And that even while some of us had the ability to practice our safety the way that we wanted to, some had to still go to work and to labor. So I hope you have eyes to see all those who are working in and around you to make your rest and comfort possible this weekend. I invite you to try to find some space to practice Sabbath this weekend. I so want to give you a bunch of things to try, and I have a few ideas if you want to talk about that at another time. But again, Sabbath is about you being with God. And that's gonna look different for all of us. So the invitation and the challenge is to find a way to be fully with God this weekend. And I pray that you would receive the gift of Sabbath, which from creation on is about you experiencing delight and rest in who God created you to be. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for Sabbath. It's hard and we're not good at it, but you invite us to try to wrestle with the rhythms of Sabbath in our life. God, we pray that you would open us to opportunities of where your Spirit moves us to find rest, and that you would convict our hearts and our spirits when then we know we're benefiting from the labor of others and the labor that might go unseen, unnoticed, and underpaid. We pray this all in Jesus' name.